Hello. This is Jiang'an 8. Unit 6. Listening test. Task 1. Listen to the conversation between Chang and Mike. Decide if the statements are true, T, or false, F. Circle T, or F. You will listen twice. Now, listen and circle T, or F.
What is your favorite fairy tale, Chang?
It's a story called Tom Calm.
What is it about?
There is a very beautiful and kind girl named Tom. Her mother died early, and her father remarried. Unfortunately, her stepmother and stepsister were very mean to her.
It sounds like Cinderella to me.
Yes. Tom Calm is very much like Cinderella. Tame also dropped a shoe when she met the king for the first time, and the king also sent the shoe around the country to find her.
Are there any other similarities?
Actually, those are all the similar details. The rest is rather different. Tom was harmed by her stepmother and stepsister many times. Each time she died, she was reborn into a new form. The last time she was reborn, she lived in a fruit.
That's interesting. Is this because Vietnamese people believe in afterlife?
You're probably right.
Now listen again.
What is your favorite fairy tale, Trang?
It's a story called Tom Calm.
What is it about?
There is a very beautiful and kind girl named Tom. Her mother died early, and her father remarried. Unfortunately, her stepmother and stepsister were very mean to her.
It sounds like Cinderella to me.
Yes, Tom Calm is very much like Cinderella. Tame also dropped a shoe when she met the king for the first time, and the king also sent the shoe around the country to find her.
Are there any other similarities?
Actually, those are all the similar details. The rest is rather different. Tom was harmed by her stepmother and stepsister many times. Each time she died, she was reborn into a new form. The last time she was reborn, she lived in a fruit.
That's interesting. Is this because Vietnamese people believe in afterlife?
You're probably right.
Task 2. Listen to the story of Hans Christian Andersen's life, and complete the notes. Fill each of the gaps with no more than 3 words, and, or, a number. You will listen twice. Now, listen and fill the gaps.
Hans Christian Andersen achieved worldwide fame for writing innovative fairy tales. Many of his stories, including The Ugly Duckling and The Princess and the Pea, remain classics. Hans Christian Andersen was born in Odense, Denmark, on April 2, 1805. While the Andersen family was not wealthy, young Hans Christian was educated in expensive boarding schools with the help of patrons. In 1819, Andersen traveled to Copenhagen to work as an actor. He returned to school after a short time, and began writing during this period. He didn't start writing fairy tales until 1835. In 1845, English translations of Andersen's folk tales and stories began to gain the attention of foreign audiences. His stories have been adapted for stage and screen, including a popular animated version of The Little Mermaid. Around 1872, he started to show signs of the liver cancer that would take his life. Andersen died on August 4, 1875, in Copenhagen. Now listen again. Hans Christian Andersen achieved worldwide fame for writing innovative fairy tales. Many of his stories, including The Ugly Duckling and The Princess and the Pea, remain classics. Hans Christian Andersen was born in Odense, Denmark, on April 2, 1805. While the Andersen family was not wealthy, young Hans Christian was educated in expensive boarding schools with the help of patrons. In 1819, Andersen traveled to Copenhagen to work as an actor. He returned to school after a short time, and began writing during this period. He didn't start writing fairy tales until 1835. In 1845, English translations of Andersen's folk tales and stories began to gain the attention of foreign audiences. His stories have been adapted for stage and screen, including a popular animated version of The Little Mermaid. Around 1872, he started to show signs of the liver cancer that would take his life. Andersen died on August 4, 1875, in Copenhagen.